A group of neighbors on 3rd Avenue near downtown North Bay are frustrated with a homeless encampment that they believe has consumed their entire neighborhood. A group of neighbors who wished to be unnamed collectively reached out to Beta Day to share their story of frustration. One neighbor says the problem is so bad that he has seen homeless individuals defecating on the street in midday and doing the same in holes in the ground on the property across the street in a residential area. Another neighbor says screaming can be heard at all hours of the day and night. Smoke from illegal campfires seeps through the windows of neighbors' homes. The overall consensus from the group is that they do not feel safe in their own neighborhood. We have to lock our doors and they are checked often and we all have multiple ring cams more and more, said another neighbor. We are having to build more fences in our neighborhood too. At 2:30 in the morning I got woken up by these homeless people with these big carts and then an hour later another group carrying a huge piece of wood, but if you don't lock your car doors you are in trouble, the neighbors explained. The neighbors have complained to the owner of the strip of land in question. It's owned by Toronto lawyer Aldo Forgione. The group has reached out to him and his office multiple times. An official from Forgione's office told the neighborhood group they have had an agent go to the property in an attempt to remove the homeless squatters. The city, the police, and the District of Nipissing Social Services Administration Board, DNSSAB, have all been contacted about the issue, to no avail. Gord Young, communications specialist with the City of North Bay, addressed the issue via an email to Beta Day. We understand the concerns in the neighborhood, and by law enforcement is addressing the situation as best as possible through regular monitoring and nearly daily inspections, Young stated. The Clean Yards bylaw prohibits the accumulation of garbage, scrap, and junk, and several orders have been issued to this property, most recently at the end of August. As a result, the garbage has been removed. By law enforcement will continue to respond to complaints, monitor for any bylaw violations, and work with the property owner to ensure compliance. Additionally, the city is engaging with social agencies to address broader concerns. While the neighbors are frustrated with the situation, they believe the one who needs to solve the problem is the property owner. The property owner should be on the hook for this, said one neighbor.